I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. These are tough times if you're a political cartoonist. Last month's Charlie Hebdo massacre in Paris put them on edge everywhere, especially Arab cartoonists. Charlie Hebdo's satirical depictions of the Prophet Muhammad did not go down well with most Muslims in the Middle East. That made it extra risky for cartoonists there to speak up for freedom of speech after the massacres. Jonathan Geyer is senior editor of the Cairo Review of Global Affairs in Egypt. He also blogs about cartoons in the region.
Cartooning has always been a difficult profession in the Arab world. A variety of young Egyptian cartoonists really stood behind the Charlie Hebdo cartoonists and against the violence. But the majority of Egyptians were disgusted or displeased with the drawings of the Prophet that appeared in the publication. So two young cartoonists in particular, Makhlouf and Anwar, wrote a profile about the history of the magazine Charlie Hebdo for a major newspaper here in Egypt. And this was really a kind of exciting moment of Egyptian cartoonists talking about their influences from Europe. And not a Eurocentric view, looking broadly at how the coterie of cartoonists worldwide have reacted to these events.
You've written a lot on your blog, Cartoon, and elsewhere about a very edgy satirical newspaper in Egypt that thrives despite all the political tension. This thing is called Tuk Tuk, and I've seen some of the work, and it feels very different from some of the pen and ink, you know, barbs that have been thrown at Mubarak. What's Tuk Tuk about?
So Tuk Tuk is a quarterly comic zine, really an alt-comic zine, that was founded by several Egyptian political cartoonists just 2 weeks before the 2011 uprising that ousted Mubarak. So this is a movement of comic artists having fun, experimenting. It's not overtly political. It deals with all the vexing societal issues that Cairenes face. It's silly, it's funny, it's dark, it's colorful. It reminds me of somewhere between Robert Crumb and Art Spiegelman making fun of Walt Disney.
Give us an example of a Tuk Tuk graphic story.
There's been a number of amazing drawings of downtown Cairo, all the cacophony, the tea waiters running between moving cars, and really each issue has its own flavor and feel and texture. There's usually a dozen different vignettes that really capture the mood of what's going on, not from high politics, but you know what someone who lives in Cairo sees when they walk down the street.
Is it political? Does it take a political stance? And how can it thrive in the current political atmosphere?
Of course, it has a political bent to it, and there was a kind of provocative poster of President Sisi in the previous issue, the president at his desk saying, increase ignorance as a solution to the challenges facing the country. However, it really is a small grassroots publication that has a very vibrant millennial audience, but it's not exactly widespread phenomenon. So they have been able to get away with some pretty amazing art and criticism. It costs about $2, so it's easy to pick up. And when there's a launch party, there'll be a new one on Valentine's Day. Their 13th issue comes out. There'll be a line down the block of young kids picking up comics and posters and pamphlets. And it really has a hip feel to it.
I noticed one cartoon in Tuk Tuk has a caption, Je suis Kwachi, a spin on the Je suis Charlie, but replacing Charlie with the surname of the two Charlie Hebdo killers. What does that drawing suggest?
This was drawn by Makhlouf, who's a 32-year-old political cartoonist who has fun in Tuk Tuk and on his Facebook page and blog. And he's been drawing this kind of crazed masked gunman as a way to criticize the killers of Charlie Hebdo's cartoonists. And this was just kind of a satirical jab at how crazed and ridiculous the assassins were.
Do you think Tuk Tuk is Egypt's Charlie Hebdo?
It might be a stretch too far, but Tuk Tuk in its fourth year is really coming into its own, and they always sell out. You can't find back issues of Tuk Tuk. And it's really an experimental space. This is a very edgy, provocative, and new publication that's come out of the uprising and is continuing to evolve with the struggles that Egypt faces.
So the latest issue of Tuk Tuk is about to come out. I know they've teased a few panels. You read Arabic. What have you seen? What are they about?
What I love is on the new cover, they've reprised sort of a dozen of the most popular characters that have appeared and reappeared. And they're all kind of wishing each other Valentine's wishes. And the launch party will be on February 14th. So I'll be excited to pick up a copy.
Very nice. We can see some cool cartoon panels from the upcoming issue of Tuk Tuk at PRI.org. Jonathan Geyer, senior editor of the Cairo Review of Global Affairs. Always good to speak with you. Thanks.
My pleasure, Marco.